Our story today is called It Is Well With My Soul. It's from Kenneth Osbeck. One of the best-loved hymns of the faith, It Is Well With My Soul, was written by Horatio Spafford. Mr. Spafford, a wealthy businessman in Chicago, lost many of his real estate holdings in the Great Chicago Fire. After the fire, he sent his wife and four daughters on a ship to Europe, intending to join them later for a time of rest as well as to assist with a revival in Great Britain. But the voyage was struck by disaster. Spafford received a cable from his wife with the painful message, saved, alone. Spafford quickly made arrangements to join his wife. When they reached the spot where his daughters had drowned, Spafford marked that sad event with words of hope. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. These powerful words, written in the midst of such pain, are a reminder to us today that even though we may be enduring great suffering and hardship, it is not the end of God's plan for us. Sometimes God's children get discouraged because it appears that life is going better for those who are doing wrong. Yet the end result of both paths is already settled. For those who fear God will be able to say, it is well. Those who oppose God will quickly find the end of their path is death and destruction. Keeping the end result in mind helps us to keep doing right. From Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.